This episode is brought to you by Harry's. Harry's is so confident you're going to love their blades, they'll give you their trial shave set for free when you sign up at harrys.com/cag. Just pay for shipping.
Babe, I make a sound. 2 a.m. low, gotta keep it down. Don't wait around for a signal now. Give me some verb, I ain't talking down. You wanna ride in the six. You wanna dine in the six. But when I lean for the kiss, you said I'll probably send you some pics. And I'm like, hell no.
Gentlemen, welcome to CAGcast episode number 540. I'm your host, GPD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we are joined by special guest Wombat.
Hey, I'm literally here as a guest today. I'm not prepared.
He's so busy. There's controversy at work. I just heard the whole story. I wish that he could tell you about it.
Yeah, not today, unfortunately. But maybe, who knows? You never know what could happen. Maybe there'll be a time where I can tell that story.
Right.
But, yeah, what can you do? Here I am, getting ready to go on vacation tomorrow. Excited to be here. Thanks for having me on the show.
We didn't know he was a game time decision. We actually recording the show early a little bit so we could fit it in. Although I'm not sure. I may have to post the show late because of my busy schedule. But hey, Shipwreck.
Hey.
Before we get
I'm
into
here
anything.
As well.
Yes, I feel like if I wait too long before I say, hey, Shipwreck, you may think I forgot about you or something.
Me?
I don't know. The audience may
forget. I'm just happy listening. These wonderful intros every week.
Well, Wombat said he told me he was a special guest.
I was there when he told you that. Mm-hmm. It's part of the show that people don't hear when we're pre-gaming.
The pre-show show.
Right.
You know, if we ever did a Patreon, we could do that. You could listen to the pre-show show.
Boy, is that not worth paying for.
No, then they would know. Then they would know about Wombat's secret work secrets.
So what? If I got paid for
it. I'm saying. Shipwreck said that's not worth it, and I'm saying it's worth it.
It's worth at least, I would say, I don't know, $1,000 a month per person, right? Isn't that how it works?
What do you pay for Netflix? I'd say it's like about the same as Netflix.
Yeah, it's probably
just about the equal amount of entertainment. Pretty.
Mm-hmm. You get a little pre-show.
Pretty equal.
Mm-hmm.
So
how was your guys' Easter's?
Easter.
Nice. We went to an Easter dinner party, Easter thing.
Mm-hmm.
The kids hunted for eggs. They did a really good job at my friend's
house. Did your kids know what to do?
Yeah, well, they actually, because there were so many children and of varying ages to keep the playing field level, so to speak, eggs were named. So if the egg didn't have your name on it, you couldn't take it.
Oh my God, this generation.
That is horrible.
So everyone got an equal
Why didn't
amount
they just let the
eggs?
Jews get like a little bit of a head start and then go?
Why are the Jews at a disadvantage?
I hate to break it to you, but I'm pretty sure my son can find hidden things pretty well.
He's a Jew, right?
Yeah, exactly.
He can fit the stereotype of like the Jews looking for the free eggs.
He's also half Hispanic. I'm pretty sure he could find things.
I just didn't know if you knew the deep religious undertones of the egg finding.
Ty exactly. asked me about it, and I drew a blank. I said I probably didn't
there
mean
are
anything.
None. It doesn't mean anything.
Right. Good. Mm-hmm. We tried to go to a Easter egg hunt, and we showed up, but there was nobody else there.
That's kind of sad.
There was there was no Easter egg hunt.
Oh.
Just like it was, I found it on a website. It said this date and time and place. And I checked for sure like 50 times to make sure I had the right date, time, and place. And there was nothing there. So we just went to the library instead.
It sounds like fun.
Well, you know, Ty was supposed to be in Japan, but his dopey parents didn't realize that his passports had expired the day before, or 2 days before, both of his passports. So Mrs. Chibi went solo on that trip.
You know, you could go to Connecticut and get a passport in a day.
Not if you're a child.
No?
No. Oh. If you're under 15, it takes 2 business days. And
bummer.
And like $800.
Bummer.
So Ty was pretty bummed. There were tears. Everybody was pretty bummed. But frankly, I'm happy because I would have been pretty lonely here by myself for a week. So it worked out okay for me, but I feel bad for everybody else.
Yes. Next time.
Next time. But we're having fun. We went
to... You know what you should do while you're with him for the week alone? Mm-hmm. Get his passport renewed.
I can't. You need both parents.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, it's really? A whole thing for kids.
I don't even know. I know that both my kids' passports also have expired, so I guess...
They only last 5 years.
Yeah.
And,
I mean, but my kids don't have any family outside the country, so it's not like we're like, oh, we got to get that taken care of.
I'm like, oh, we just did that. Yeah, we did 5 years ago. And guess what? Time flies.
Sure does.
So yeah, we've been busy. We've been doing stuff, having a good time. We're going to go hang out with Shanafan tomorrow.
Cool. Have fun.
In the city.
I'll be in a car.
That sounds like fun, too. Mm-hmm. We're going to go. Yeah, it's going to be fun. I'll tell you about it next week.
Shipwreck, what are you doing tomorrow?
I am staying home and working from home with a sick kid.
Oh. Yay. Ooh. Big kid or little kid?
Little kid.
Ooh. All right. At least you can watch what you want on TV.
Sure.
Trying to find the silver lining here.
It's not great.
No.
There's not much been silver, much silver lining over here for a little while. It's not been a great couple of weeks for the Shipwreck household, but
yeah, you guys, you speak
we're powering through. We saw the Easter bunny.
Yeah,
that photo was awesome.
Did you like the Easter tree that he was sitting in front of?
I the whole thing. I don't really understand that whole thing. And we went to our local mall and we saw the Easter bunny live getting the photos done. And I asked Ty, like, "Oh, you want your photo done?" And he's like, "Looks real creepy." Like people get dressed up, like with,
oh yeah.
I don't get it. What's the bunny? What is the significance of the bunny?
It's a man sized bunny.
Everyone knows that after Jesus turned water to wine, he turned a bunny into a man sized bunny in a little vest and a bow tie. Pretty sure that's in the Book of Luke.
There's something. It didn't just pop up out of nowhere, right?
Sure did.
There's all kinds of theories or whatever. It's just fun. Can't we just have fun with it?
Yeah.
I saw the kids, they were enjoying it.
Not everything has to be
I'm not like criticizing.
It doesn't need to be meaning.
I thought the ball.
He's one of the Easter Bunny's helpers. That's what Emmeline has figured out.
What is?
He's one of the Easter Bunny's helpers.
Oh, the guy at the mall?
Yeah.
So she thinks there's still really an Easter Bunny? Is that like we're going with that? Okay.
Yeah, but that's like a large, but still like a bunny. Like he's not, like he's big enough to carry like the baskets and stuff, but he's still in bunny form.
Does she think that Santa's real too?
She's 4 years old, yes.
I don't know. She may know that her gifts come from mom and dad.
Well, some of them do, but the ones from Santa come from Santa.
Okay. Yeah. No, it's fine.
No, and all she has figured out that all the Santa's at the malls are Santa's helpers as well.
Hmm. They work for
Santico.
You got about another 2 years. 1 year before she figures all the rest out?
Maybe two.
She's pretty smart though.
She could hide it from us for a while.
she could humor you.
Like my kids both know that Santa isn't real.
Well, you're Jewish.
It doesn't mean they don't like to pretend that Santa is real. So,
what about the tooth fairy?
Well, Elliot has not lost any teeth yet.
He's not giving
because
him
up. He just hasn't.
Right.
And Sabrina knows that mom puts money under her pillow at this point, right. And she only has like one tooth left. So we're all over the spectrum in my house when it comes to teeth.
I see.
We're keeping the magic alive over here.
That's nice. That's what you got to do.
No one's judging. Okay, maybe a little bit of judging.
All right, how about some show feedback?
Sure, am I reading this whole thing?
Yeah, I don't know. What if you want? This is from the Discord channel.
It is.
Discord.gg/CAG.
I had a moment this week where, and it's only Tuesday, where I was just looking at all of the garbage on Twitter and how toxic it is.
Yeah.
And then I was looking at Facebook, yeah, and it's pretty much more of the same.
Yeah.
Where there was part of me that was like, maybe I need to just log out of all of my social media and just stick to the Discord channel for a little while.
Dude, I was thinking the same fucking thing, and I'm not saying that.
You know why? Because it's sort of like this. I know that, you know, people are like, oh, you shouldn't live in a bubble because you only get your own point of view. But I don't mind being in a CAG cheap-ass gamer bubble.
It's pretty harmless.
It's fairly harmless. It's fairly, you know, for lack of a better word, you know, the a good Discord in the Discord channel. And I'm kind of there for it.
I'm off Facebook pretty much. 98% yeah, off Facebook. Mm-hmm. It's off my phone.
So, I don't know. We'll see what happens. I mean, I'm also very blustery when it comes to big talk, like getting off the Twitter horse. So,
I read that very lengthy article today that Christian Spicer tweeted out about, you okay over there?
No,
about how the social media apps are psychologically engineered to basically prey on children and their needs and fears and things. Like, literally, they hire, you know, psychiatrists who are experts in persuasive techniques to manipulate people emotionally with apps. And it's a really long article, and they go on and say how, like, especially in girls, they can get really, like, tangled up in social media to the point where, like, their grades crash and they just, like, they get into fist fights with their parents over losing their phone.
Yeah.
So it's pretty scary as a parent who's about to give their kid a phone of some sort when he goes to junior high next year. It's I don't know. I've got to find the shittiest phone that doesn't even have any apps.
Don't they? Is that still the jitterbug?
For old people.
Yeah, the jitterbug.
Dude, you got there you a go. New Have a, jitterbug.
Enjoy your jitterbug.
How about a Sidekick, a T-Mobile Sidekick? They still got that?
StarTech?
No, Sidekick.
I know what a Sidekick
What's
is.
A star- oh, StarTech. That was, what was that?
Yeah. That was the Motorola flip phone.
Yeah, we need something like that. It was really, that article was really long, but I was on the train today, and I read the whole thing, and it's pretty scary. I recommend
it. But anyway.
It was on Medium, like everything else.
We never actually read the...
Oh, yeah. Show feedback from discord.gg/gag. Do it. Uh-oh.
I'm dying now. I love Wombat and Cheapy, but Chip has the most game knowledge, or at least hours logged, so I consider him pretty vital to the formula. I get why the guys don't think Sea of Thieves has content. They are not multiplayer.
Wait, hold on. Can I address the first part of this question as I hit enter key a few times to separate?
Sure. So does he have the most hours logged? I'm going to say no. I'm going to say you probably have more hours logged just because you're a good decade older than Shipwreck.
Well, I wasn't going to address that. I
don't know that that's true.
I don't know that that's true, and I wouldn't attempt to quantify that. But what I would say is that I bet you that in some departments I have more knowledge than Shipwreck.
Sure. Yeah, retro consoles. Wait, well, maybe not. But
all those things that existed before I was born.
Right.
Yeah. Any gaming.
How many consoles do you have? 1973. Hold on.
Hooked up at one time now.
Yeah.
I think there's 23 hooked up right now.
And how many do you own that aren't hooked up or aren't like derivative of the ones that you have?
Probably another 10 or so.
Do you? But you don't have a Bally Astrocade.
No, I don't. I don't have that.
And you don't have a Texas Instruments 99-4A.
No, I don't have that.
And you're not.
At a certain point, if you didn't grow up with these things, when you get that far back,
right?
And you don't have the nostalgia for them.
Why, Wombat? Why are you laughing? He's not like ragging on me. He's just.
Yeah, he is.
Not really.
I don't think so. I think Wombat just is reading into it. Uh-huh. Sorry. Go ahead, Shipwreck.
It's just like you. I don't really feel the need to go get any of this.
But you have you played Microsurgeon with the speech synthesizer on the Texas Instruments 99-4A?
I have not.
It's a fantastic experience.
Uh huh.
What about, what was the other system I said? Oh, Bally Astrogate. Have you played Gunfight with that crazy controller? It's perfect, just like the arcade.
No, I haven't. I think I played some of that. Didn't I play some of the Bally Arcade when I was at your house one time?
No, it doesn't work.
What did I play? The Telstar?
The Telstar Ranger.
Yeah.
Pong, right. Well, now you probably know just as much about the Telstar Ranger as I do. Maybe not. It still has some secrets, as far as I'm concerned. But so, yes, there are some very small niches where I may know things that Shipwreck doesn't know. But for the most part, I would say in an overall contest, I would be in trouble. Unless I bribed the judge and told him to ask questions about Astrogate.
I would you would be my lifeline if it was anything, let's just say pre-2600.
Oh, God. Now I feel depressed, actually. I remember playing the Atari 2600 at my friend's house, like Superman or one of those games. And I remember then, like, my friend pile driving.
If you can play Superman, you're more knowledgeable about that game than I am.
I mean, play it. He's like, you fly around
go into the booth, go out of the booth.
Yeah, and you figure out what you're supposed to do.
Fly around a little bit.
I picked something up. I don't know what to do with it, but I picked something up.
I appreciated that when you kissed Lois Lane, that her leg went up, and I thought that was cool. Like, and look, I wasn't complaining. I thought it was cool. I didn't have an Atari, and my friend did. But he would always get into fights with his brother, and then I'd get sent home. So I remember playing Atari, and then he pile dried his brother on the carpet, and then I got sent home because he got punished. Yeah, so cool. I look forward to that phone call when you're on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. That would be very dramatic.
All right. Should I get back to the comments?
Do you
remember the game Who Wants to Beat Up a Millionaire?
I remember that game. It was bad. See if they are not multiplayer game people. Exactly. I've been hitting it pretty hard, and I think the sandbox they created that allows for constant misadventure and tension in a multiplayer environment and is most of the game and content.
Right. So what he's saying, but it all comes down to that game. It's either it's super chill for the most part, because if you're just sailing around, you don't have any treasure, then you have nothing to lose because there's no penalty if you die and you're not losing. You can't possibly lose. There's nothing to lose. So in that state, I find it cool and relaxing, but there's not much to it. You're just sailing around. And the only other thing there is escorting your treasure, basically. Right, Wombat? I mean, have you played anymore at all?
Not much. I mean, but yeah, I mean, because there's no reason for me to go back and play it.
I mean, I played it with Ty. Since he's been home, we've had some chance to play, and it is fun, and it is there is tension. I appreciate the tension, but it only comes from that one instance of, hey, I just found some treasure, and I got to get it, go sell it before somebody ganks me. Or, hey, maybe I'll gank those guys over there, because I'm bored of picking up treasure. Digging
I'm bored about talking about Sea of Thieves.
But that's it. That's it. We're done.
I know. That's why I haven't even played it yet. It's because I just kind of know. I was hoping there would be more there, but from what everybody's saying.
It's weird that there's not. But I appreciate what is there. I see that it is fun, and I do have fun.
I'll wait until they make it they finish the game.
Yeah. I've got I got some gold. I got I bought a sword and a thing. Or something. No, I got a free skin, I guess, with my pre-order.
You know what I'm really over in games that I don't get excited by is just fake currency that I earn.
That's the entire progression, is just earning this fake currency
so
and buying
boring.
Skins.
That's
so
my favorite
boring.
REM song.
Which one?
Fake currency.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what that means.
Why don't we move on and talk about this movie that you saw that everybody on the internet it has fun making fun of based upon a popular book.
What's the popular book?
Boss Baby.
Oh, it's based off of a book?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I saw Boss Baby.
My kids really liked it. I think my wife actually kind of liked it too. What'd you think?
I got to say, I kind of liked it. It's not as dumb as you think it's going to be.
Should have won the Oscar over Coco.
No.
Did it deserve to be nominated?
What was it nominated for?
Best animated feature.
Oh, really?
What was it nominated?
Wow. It wasn't critically, it wasn't reviewed that greatly, I don't think. It was like 50% on Rotten Tomatoes. By the way, for everybody who thinks that I won't see a movie that's below whatever you think that threshold is, I saw this one and it's 50%. So the threshold is 50%. I know, I liked it. It's not as dumb as you think. It's like, you know, basically, it's not a spoiler to say this. It happens in the first 3 seconds of the movie.
The baby talks.
No.
The kid, and he sounds like Alec Baldwin.
The baby's talking. The baby's not talking.
Always be changing diapers.
No, always be... What does he say? He makes that joke in the movie. There's all references to things like Glengarry Glen Ross and... Mojo Nixon and Skid Roper, which I'm sure like six people got. I actually Googled it to see how many people noticed the reference. It's like three. No, it's basically like the baby talks. You don't know if the baby's really talking because the big brother has an active imagination. So you don't really know what's if it's real or if it's in his mind, which is cool. It works for the movie. It was cute. Ty really liked it. It was cool. You know,
good.
He's home for a week. We got to watch stuff.
You going to buy some Funko Pops?
He's not really into those. Not really like a big Funko Pop guy. I never expressed any interest in those.
I don't know many kids that are.
It's for man-childs.
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, and it's funny because I know you bought some action figures earlier this week. Again, it's only Tuesday. You bought some action figures yesterday. Right. But it's hard to find like good action figures that are actually geared for children to play with. Right. I find it's a task.
Yep, and if you do find them, they're like $30 each.
Well, that's just that's part of the problem is because those are adult collectibles. Like half the Marvel figures, there's the $10 ones, which you got, Ty, and I got probably too many of those for Elliot already. And
I saved so much money on canceling the plane ticket that Ty didn't have to go to Japan that I, you know, $40 in, in
Target. Well, figures. Elliot, I was with him in the Target when they had the buy one, get one half off, and he had his own money, and he was like $5 away from just getting all of them. And I was like, fine, I'll pitch in the
fuck you up.
Nice. Exactly. So we kind of went away with that big haul.
Let me know if you figure out how to get Rocket to hold the gun properly.
He can't. It's impossible.
How do they make a toy like that? What's wrong with people?
Because because that's how toys for children should be. The holding the weapon should be awkward, but they should also survive a fall really well. And you should be able to pull out your building blocks and make a fort and have them all fight each other.
But wait, why can't they hold the gun?
Because that's what
it's too violent. Like you can't have a gun.
No, no.
Oh
no, because Star-Lord holds his gun just fine. It's just the Rocket Raccoon.
But
I know.
As an engineer shipwreck, would that like really annoy you, or you just don't give a shit? Like the figure can't hold the gun that's designed for him.
It's annoying.
Like, what the hell?
I don't know. I'm not to that stage yet with the toys, like, too much.
It's because
it's grim.
Know,
it is grim.
Yeah, I said this to Cheapy earlier this week. It's, you know, it's anything that will keep Elliot playing with toys and using his imagination and building with his blocks, I will spend that money because I prefer him doing that than sitting in his room on his iPad.
Sure.
So, you know, yeah. So I'm okay with that. You know, he's not playing
video
games.
But most of the figures are crappy, though. Like, I mean, they're not as good as... I mean, an original Star Wars figures are much better.
Well, I don't know if they're the quality of the original Star Wars figures. It wasn't like so amazing.
But even now, like they feel like pretty good.
But no, they're not as good. And I think
they wear out.
They're
worn out.
Yeah, they're not as good. Although he does like the Thor one a lot. He hooked up like those finger lights, and he strapped them to the arms and the legs of his Thor, and he keeps saying that he was kidnapped by the Grandmaster. It's kind of funny. But anyway, that's neither here nor there.
Right. Yes. So yeah, Boss Baby. I would recommend it. I don't know. A 10-year-old boy liked it, and I thought it was pretty good. Pretty decent. Mm-hmm. Decent enough. I also watched, I'm a big fan of Red Letter Media.
Yes.
They did a review, which is where they go back and look at an older movie, and they looked at Freddy Got Fingered, the Tom Green 90s. It's not even a cult movie, because...
It was a movie.
It was a movie that came out.
Yep.
Did you watch the Red Letter Media thing? Either you guys?
I watched like half of it.
Oh, okay. That's enough.
It's long.
It is pretty long. It was interesting though, I thought.
Yeah, it was interesting, but I got the idea.
Chip, did you watch? No.
I've seen Freddy Got Fingered.
Okay, good.
I have not seen, I have not felt the need to go
to revisit.
I have not seen Freddy Got Fingered, and now I don't have to.
Oh, I did. I like Tom Green. I was a big Tom Green fan. He was a big, tall, thin goofball.
I know who Tom Green is.
So that I considered myself in the same way back then. I still do, except I've not this winter because I put on some weight. But hopefully, anyway, the fun thing about the Red Letter Media video is that they believe that it was all like a goof. The whole movie is a goof, and they point out parts in the movie where it's like, you know, there's metaphors in the movie that are not too hidden about how it's like a big FU to the audience and to Hollywood. And just like, oh, wow, you're giving me $10 million to make a movie and I can just do whatever I want. Well, I'm going to make it really fucked up and shitty. And I don't know. So I was hoping that Tom Green responded to the video, but it doesn't look like he has. He hasn't said anything about
it. Has Tom Green responded to anything in the last decade?
He's on Twitter. He's active on Twitter. I checked. I mean, he's not. He doesn't have like a million followers.
He has an interview show on Access. Television, Access, the Mark Cuban network.
I don't even know what that is.
At least he used to. It wasn't a terrible show. It was a pretty straight interview show.
He has a Las Vegas residency.
And nice. He has that. Oh, yeah. He has like 300,000 Twitter followers.
Good for him. Way to stay employed for 20 years.
Yeah, but doesn't Justin McElroy have like more than that?
Well, isn't Justin McElroy more talented?
He doesn't. I don't know. But it's close. It's too close. He was a legend. Anyway, you gotta if you've watched Freddy Got Fingered and you even know what that is, you gotta check out the Red Letter Media review because it's. I believe them. I believe that it was. There's evidence there. Did you make it to the part with the guy in the cast, Wombat? The
guy in the cast. I honestly don't even remember.
No. Giving the finger to the audience.
Oh. No.
Or the guy. Yeah. Anyway. Guy saying, basically, I can't believe they gave me all this money and I blew it on jewels.
Oh, yeah. That I saw.
Yeah, I liked it. Do you agree with that theory or no, Wombat?
I mean, it makes sense. I don't think Tom Green is stupid.
Right. Although, he is stupid if he wanted to. I guess the movie broke even, it sounded like. Anyway. Hey, what happened to all the new releases? I think it's time for them. Oh, no. Well, we saw Ant-Man, too, which was Ty really liked. He said it's his favorite Marvel movie.
It's a good Marvel movie. It's fun. It's a fun watch.
Fun for kids.
Yep. So is Thor 3.
It's not that heavy. Some of the Marvel movies get a little heavy. When like Captain America is punching Iron Man. It's not your shield.
I'll be happy when we get her away from the Batman phase at some point.
Oh, you're still, yeah. It'll. You got to start showing the others, like you got to like weed in the other stuff.
There's nothing age appropriate that's Marvel.
What about the Marvel cartoon? The Avengers cartoon isn't bad.
I don't know. She likes her Batman.
Or is there any place that's streaming Superhero Squad?
She didn't like that.
No? I don't know. No. It's worth a shot.
It's not very good. It's not nearly as good as like a Lego Batman movie.
She may actually have outgrown that. So yeah. I could get it.
She likes the Scooby-Doo and Batman cartoons.
Isn't there
a
Lego Marvel one too?
There's like shorts and
they're not. No,
I don't think they're done by the A-Team.
Gotcha. I mean, I guess you just need to. Yeah, there's the Spider-Man cartoons. And what about the 60s Spider-Man cartoon?
She's watched some of that, but there's a lot of guns in that. I don't know.
What about, you got a problem with the Second Amendment? What about,
what about Smurfs? What's up with Smurfs?
Smurfs? Spider-Man's in the Smurfs?
He-Man?
Smurfs?
He-Man.
He-Man? She could watch some He-Man. She's all right with that.
Huh.
There's plenty of stuff she'll watch, but if I ask her what she wants to watch, it's Batman.
Damn.
And she also keeps asking me now where we can go to meet Batman.
Which Batman does she like to watch?
The Lego Batman.
It's a good question. Okay. A really good question.
Where I know, can you go?
Do you know what I Googled today?
What? Where can I
where
meet
can
Batman?
My kid go to meet Batman?
Batman?
Where'd you find out?
Times Square.
Yeah. It wasn't the answer, but that's the one. I was like, Times Square, Sunset Boulevard. These are the places I've seen Batman before.
I see a Batman every day when, I'm New walking York. To work.
How is that Batman in Times Square?
It's a guy in a Batman costume.
I mean, is it a good suit? Is it?
Not really.
No. Damn.
Yeah.
See, I mean, there are worse suits. Because like, we're going to Disney. She knows, like, the whole thing comes up because she knows Batman's not going to be at Disney World.
Batman will not be at Disney World.
Right. She understands that. She's like, okay, it'll be Spider-Man.
I don't know, Disney World.
Right. And so I'm like, well, maybe he's at like Legoland. Maybe they have Lego Batman walking around because that would be perfect.
That would make sense.
But I could not find that information on their site. So I'm going to have to call Legoland and ask if Batman is there.
But maybe she won't be satisfied by Lego Batman.
No, I think she would be pretty down with Lego Batman.
Oh, okay. Are they two different things in her eyes, or it's the same thing?
She knows that there's differences, like because she knows
she's more goofy Lego Batman.
Well, he's somewhat equally goofy as Brave and the Bold Batman.
Brave and the Bold Batman is pretty cool. That's a good show. That's a good cartoon.
But she's familiar with all the different kinds of Batmans and the ones that she has to wait until she's older to watch. She knows those as well.
Mm-hmm. I'm still bummed they took that off Netflix. Brave and the Bold. That's been like years.
All right. Before we do new releases, how about Wombat Coughs?
Sorry. I'm trying to get it up.
Well,
gross. You were saying...
What I was saying is time to talk about Harry's, Wombat.
Yes, yes.
Wombat, what do you love most about Harry's?
Here you go, true story time. True tales of Harry's razors.
Are your fingers crossed?
No, okay, they are not.
Okay, good.
I'm open-palmed. So I went to a Passover Seder on Saturday night, and my entire extended family was there, and no less than 3 people came up to me and said, "Your face looks great."
Nope.
Not saying that I'm handsome, but how good, like, smooth.
Really?
And,
is that for real?
That is for real. If you would like, I could text my cousin now because she was one of the people.
Huh. Well, how would that help me?
I could have her confirm it.
Have her text me.
I could have her text you.
Have her call.
She's going to be
right
your
now.
Neighbor
we'll
soon.
Get her on air.
She's going to be your neighbor soon, so you could ask her in person.
Okay, I will. The first thing I'm going to ask her, see if that freaks her out. Wombat told me that you said you liked his face. Now, I know that's a lie. No.
But, I did. I got complimented. And I did. I spent way too much time grooming my face earlier in the day.
Mm-hmm.
But I used my Harry's razor for pretty
just
much everything.
Swept away by the Harry's experience.
Yeah.
Couldn't put it down.
But people noticed. Mm-hmm. So, thank you, Harry's.
It was the close shave. Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, I need a lesson. I think I'm just not that good at it.
Maybe.
Anyway,
maybe
Harry's...
I'm just a handsome man deep down.
What's that?
Maybe I'm just a handsome man.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I think it's more the razors.
Thanks.
That's what I like to believe. Well, you know, of course, you know that Harry's founders were fed up with paying ridiculous prices for razor blades. So what did they do? They started their own company. They bought a razor blade factory in Germany, and they sell the blades direct to you for half the price. And Harry's stands by the quality of their blades, but they know that switching razors isn't an easy decision. So they created a trial offer. Claim yours by going to harrys.com/cag. You'll get a $13 value trial set that comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave, including a weighted ergonomic handle, a razor, a 5-blade razor with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover. It's pretty great. I think you should really check it out. We've never had any complaints in all our years of Harry sponsoring the show. Isn't that true, Wombat?
Yes.
Can you think of one complaint ever? Seriously.
No.
You don't sound convincing.
No!
That's convincing. So, yes, of course, listeners of my show, our show, can redeem their trial set at harrys.com/CAG. Make sure you go to harrys.com/CAG to redeem your offer and let them know that we sent you to help support the show. Thank you, Harry's. Let's do the new releases. Doesn't look like there are any blockbusters this week.
It's weird because last week was just so loaded up with games. So we got a little reprieve this week.
Okay.
I know, and I think it's not on this list that we have, and I'm not sure it's confirmed yet, but I think Shaq Fu might be coming out this week.
Shaq Fu is a totally new game, a legend reborn,
the new one. Yeah.
So it's a totally new game. It's not like a remaster.
Totally new game. we'll see if it comes out this week. Of course, if it does come out this week, I will be buying that immediately.
Yeah. I bet you could get a review code for that. I'm thinking they're not like keeping the strings too tight on that one.
I don't know.
What's the excuse we usually get? Like, it's usually like somehow that they ran out of codes, which seems that would be hard to happen. But okay.
That's fine.
It's fine.
It also looks like kind of out of nowhere, this Atari Flashback Classics Volume 3.
I had to look that up because I thought that was a mistake.
Nope. That is apparently a real thing.
I never even picked up Volume 1 and 2.
I don't know if this is coming to retail or if it's just
it says physical. It says physical right there.
Okay, that probably means it's coming to retail then.
And this is a PlayStation 4 exclusive?
I don't know. It probably is coming to Xbox as well.
Very
cool. Atari didn't get
the message out on this one as well as they did on their cryptocurrencies and
seriously, and like this is actual games though.
Emulator boxes.
Yeah, I'm looking
it's
at
got
the list.
It's got Adventure 2. And Aquaventure?
These games are really not worth revisiting for people who didn't grow up with them, I think.
Holy
fire
moly.
Fire truck. I like
Millipede.
Fire truck.
Millipede seems like it's outclassing a lot of what's on here.
We got Yar's Return, which I guess is different than Yar's Revenge.
That's what they changed it to when it was a little bit too edgy.
Oh.
Fire truck. Fire Truck is the arcade. Is that the arcade game? Is that a port of the arcade game?
It might be, but I honestly don't remember. I remember the Fire Truck arcade game that had the where you could sit one person in the front and another person in the back.
Yeah, that's the arcade game.
Yeah.
That came out in 1978, by the way.
Yes. Hey, at least I remember it.
Yep.
I guess the arcade game was made by Atari as well.
It was. Looking at the flyer right now.
It's probably that then.
It's the same game.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Same game.
Must be great without a steering wheel.
Yeah, exactly. And only one person playing, not two, I guess.
Maybe you can get the steering wheel.
No.
Just for this one game.
No.
The huge steering wheel. Yeah, I don't know. There's not a lot on here that's once you got to the round three of these flashback classics, it didn't really save a whole lot, which is good. You could just get by with one and two. I'm surprised it took this long to get Millipede on one of these things.
I'm sure it would have been very expensive, but if they really wanted to make Volume 3 something special, they should have tried to get Superman, E.T., and Spider-Man
good
on
luck.
There. Yeah. Again, I understand why it's not.
Right. Or at least have some, do they have like special, I don't know, special materials? Like, I don't know what they could have that would be interesting, but like some 70s
dudes
making games.
They got Monte Carlo. Is that the one for you?
No, I mean like behind the scenes, old vintage footage, but that sounds like a lot to ask.
That's just a lot of cocaine.
Yeah. It actually comes with some actual 1978 cocaine.
All right. What else we got this week?
We have Minit, M-I-N-I-T.
I've seen that on my Twitter timeline.
Yeah, I was going to say, people seem into that.
Yeah, it's getting really good reviews.
I believe it was made by the people who made Action Hank.
Oh, I know that game.
Mm-hmm.
Shipwreck played the shit out of that.
Yeah, that was a good game. This one is, as the title kind of says, like it's broken down into 60-second sessions. And it's a top-down, it's black and white, but if you think of like the top-down Zelda games, that's basically mm-hmm. what it what it plays like.
So what, you play for a minute and then the game's over and then you just go on to the next game in your life?
No, you get to keep your like your progress if you succeeded in doing something. Hmm. And so it's like it's a bit of a roguelike in that manner.
Gotcha.
But I don't know, people seem to be digging it. So
cool.
Yeah.
Does it make me an asshole? Like sometimes when we're talking about these games and if they sound cool, I go to my Google inbox and I search the name to see if somebody maybe sent me a key.
No. That's what they want you to do.
That you, my friend, are an influencer and they want you talking about the game because if you talk about the game and three people buy it, then giving you a free code was well worth it.
It's about to pay off for this next game that we talk about.
Exactly, because we were all sent codes for the Adventure Pals.
Mm-hmm.
I played the first mission a little bit more than that, but basically the first level. Sabrina and I played it co-op. That game is very cute,
we
had a lot of fun. So
it looks very much like Adventure Time or Adventures of Gumball.
Castle Crashers is what I
was going
to
say. We definitely got a real Castle Crashers vibe, especially the art style and the music.
It's similar to Castle Crashers, but you're doing a lot of wall jumping and collecting coins, but you do have a sword and you're killing monsters.
Yeah, but it's more platformy and you're collecting cupcakes.
No blood.
You're buying hats. One character is a little boy who has a giraffe friend, and then the other character is a little girl who has a unicorn friend. And you're trying to save your grandfather who's been turned into a hot dog. And in order to do that, you have to collect rubies from bandits. And it's colorful and it's cute. And it's a good, fun couch co-op game that you could play with a...
What's the age range on this? Because I asked Ty. Because some of the platforming could be a little...
Well, the funny thing was, you know, because to get Sabrina to do anything with me, you know, to get a tween girl to do anything with her parents requires effort. And apparently Dan TDM made a video about this game. So I was able to send her the Dan TDM video and be like, this game, what do you think? She goes, that's cool. I would totally play this game. I'm like,
well, send her the video?
I'm like, it's already at home waiting for you. So, yeah, I texted her the link to a YouTube video. So she was with her grandma all day.
Grandma.
So what am I going to do? I have to work. She had no school today.
Right. I'm just dreading giving Ty a phone. That's all.
Why? You could text. We have a family group chat.
Just after reading that article, I'm very concerned.
Yeah, you have to really monitor it. It's really a pain in the ass.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm concerned. No. Yeah.
I know.
It's dangerous. So it seems like it's really dangerous. Like
Ty
these kids
doesn't
are-
like. Ty has no chat rooms with friends from school. No, FaceTiming.
No, he's no phone. He's nothing. No iPad.
Not even an iPad?
No.
Yeah, because Sabrina doesn't have a phone that she could use out of the house, but she could use when she's on Wi-Fi. She can FaceTime and have like a group chat.
Nothing. He has a Chromebook that I got at Target for whatever.
Yes, I remember that.
$80, $90. Mm-hmm. That he just uses to write his book that he's slowly writing, very slowly writing.
Hey, whatever. Don't knock it. How many books have you written?
Zero. No, I'm not knocking it. I read it. I'm fucking impressed as hell. Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
Now he told me it might be a better comic than a book, but he's going to keep writing the story and see.
Good.
But anyway, I'm very worried about that situation. You got to read this article.
I know too much about it. The good, you know, it's my wife reads her chat room after every, you know, when she takes the iPad out of her room and says, it's bedtime. She reads the chat every night to make sure that they're not talking about anything they're not supposed to.
Right. I'm keeping my mouth closed right now.
Mm.
I'm keeping my mouth shut tight.
Good luck.
Because I got some good jokes. I'm keeping it to myself.
Yeah, keep that to yourself.
Good jokes in quotes.
Mm-hmm.
So that game was the Adventure Pals that we were talking
about.
Yeah,
Adventure Pals. It's a video
game. That's okay.
It's
no, cute. That's good. I mean, it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know how much it cost.
I don't either.
But it's on Xbox. It's on everything?
Yeah, I think it's on everything. It's on Switch, too.
Excuse me. I tried to move away from the mic a little bit, but not too much, because I know some of you like it. Admit it. Do you know I found this thing on YouTube by accident? Do you know what ASMR is?
How do you not know what ASMR
is? You knew what that was?
Yeah.
Shipwreck, do you know what that is?
It's not reading. I mean, it's not ringing any bells immediately.
No, no. Why would we? Why? Of course, I should. As a 44-year-old man, why should I know what that is, Wombat?
It's when someone tells us.
Stop it! No, it's creepy.
And you kind of talk really softly, and you talk about like experiences,
Oh, it's so creepy. Shipwreck. I just randomly came across this on YouTube when I was looking for something else. That completely unrelated. I have no idea. But yeah, it's like it's people whispering, or they'll take the microphone and then they'll tap their fingernails like on a CD case. It's okay. Really, really weird.
Good ASMR is actually pretty cool because it's like trancy and you kind of get.
Okay, all right. You know, maybe I need to learn more about it. But what I saw, not knowing anything about it, and just I was like shocked. It was like super creepy.
So this is autonomous sensory meridian response?
Yes.
Yes.
That's what we were supposed to know.
Well, I knew what it was. I assumed everyone.
It's all over YouTube. Ship. It's all over YouTube.
I'm not all over YouTube. I'm fine with that.
I know. But I'm saying, like, I saw the video.
Is the British lady still making them?
There's probably a million people making them. Usually, it seems to be like.
The big one was this British lady. I honestly haven't, like, looked at an ASMR video in probably, like, 2 or 3 years.
I saw an attractive young woman. It seems to be, like, attractive young women mostly doing it.
Yes.
Not a big shock why. But I saw one of them. And I don't know. Tell me if this is creepy or not. She had a 5-pound Hershey bar. Okay? And she was talking about the 5-pound Hershey bar. And then she would tap her. I can't even do it because I don't want people deleting this podcast. She would like tap her fingernails on the candy bar. And I had to turn it all and like breaking it. Like I had to turn it off. It was just, I don't know.
I haven't figured out what this does for anybody.
I feel like it's people just jacking off listening to, you know, watching.
It's supposed to, it relaxes you.
Why would watching somebody whispering about and holding a giant chocolate bar?
What they're talking about doesn't matter. It's just the sound.
Jacking off, right, Chip? They're like people like.
I haven't figured out makes me annoyed.
It's not supposed to be sexual.
Sure. That's why all the, probably the high, the, biggest channels are all young, attractive young women. We'll see. I'm jerking off into a sock right now.
I was gonna say I could, as someone who will admittedly tell you when he's masturbated. I will tell you I've never masturbated to ASMR.
This is also known as brain orgasms.
Oh, see, I told you it's creepy.
Brain orgasms.
And Wombat's like, no, it's not sexually related at all.
It's not sexual.
Brain orgasms. Yeah. Yes. It's a mind ejaculant.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's for your mind.
Not sexual. All right. Let's, you know I'm putting one of those videos at the end of this show, right?
Have fun, dude.
Do what you need to.
Maybe not. Then that means I have to listen to it at least once, twice, at least more. Forget it. It's not happening. What else this week?
I think that's it for
that's
new releases.
Pretty much
I think
it.
We can talk about this. This Far Cry 5 game that we've both been, or all three of us have been playing.
Wow. We haven't talked much about video games in this show, and we're already like pretty deep.
We talked some.
So. Yeah, we talked about Avenger Pals and something else, I'm sure, and Atari.
Yep.
I think we need, before we go any further, we just need to go in that stay straight out that there are two teams here.
There are.
Okay. Yeah, this is Civil War right now.
Okay.
And there's Team Ship.
Am I the likable bad guys or the bad guys we're fighting against?
I think you're the Iron Man in this situation.
I think maybe. I think you could be. So there's like Team Ship and there's Team...
Not Ship.
Bat Jeep. And I don't know. I mean, Wombat and I are having a good time with it. And, you know, we got our little message group and it's mostly Shipwreck complaining about how he keeps dying and the game is dumb. And
problem. And I honestly think there was something glitched with my game.
Oh.
Because I went through the tutorial because we talked about it last week and I thought the tutorial was super easy.
Yep.
It was super easy, no problems whatsoever. Then I got out into the world and I did a couple things, and then I just, the enemy AI and something with the game, it's totally broken at times, and this was definitely true for where I was getting killed like 20 times in a row. My guns didn't seem to be doing hardly any damage to the bad guys.
What was the mission you were doing? Just one? It was only one mission that happened on?
No, it was a couple. It was a couple of them, but it was mainly that one outpost. Where
you were talking about the one. I mean, it's not like it's a spoiler. There's a barn.
Yeah, it's just a barn. It's just an out. There's nothing special about it. It's just an outpost. Yeah.
It was a barn with. Was it the pumpkin one?
There might have been some pumpkins around. I don't. I was going to get somebody's truck because everybody wants their truck back because it's going to fix everything in this world. Mm-hmm. But I just. I tried shooting all the guys, and then there would be guys that would just come and kill me immediately because my bullets were not successful, even though I'm playing it just like any other game where I'm successful at shooting. Then I went like a stealth route, and I would be taking guys out and hiding their bodies. And then all of a sudden, for no reason, like somebody on the other side would have no idea what I was doing, would all of a sudden like sound the alarm.
That sounds like something's wrong with the game.
Right. And so then like I came back to it and just went in like another day. I went back to it and just murdered everybody. Like I just went through and I was right now like the enemies are doing like no damage to me. I'm just mowing through all of them.
I was gonna say because I did the
thanks for beta testing the game for everybody, Shep.
Exactly. I barely died.
I don't see this like as a thing online. I just think certainly something was wrong because Gretchen was sitting there watching me play and she's like, what is going on? Like, right. I don't die this much in games. No.
When you told me, Wombat, have you ever hid any of the bodies in the game?
No, I've never hid a body.
When Chip told me he was hiding bodies, I said, no. I was like, something's wrong. Like, I've never even once considered that.
Yeah, the game is more, I would say, if anything, more arcadey than that. You don't need to be that
precise. That's what I was trying to do to begin with, but then I'm like, I was just getting murdered because my guns were not doing any damage.
Yeah, that's weird. That is very weird. Because, my guns, like from the beginning, I would just basically, I could walk into the middle of an outpost with a shotgun and just.
Oh, yeah.
And just, I'm going to murder everyone here.
I like the MAC-10. I think it's a MAC-10. Is that MAC-10 in Far Cry
5? I have no idea.
Let me see. Yeah.
I use a double-barreled shotgun, and I use the sniper rifle that you can get with the prestige one at the like in that first menu. There's the four like super prestige weapons.
Didn't you get a free one with your?
Yeah, but I upgraded to the better one.
Oh jeez. So wait, Chip, are you still hating on the game or?
I still don't think it's that interesting.
I'm into it. I think it's
The skill tree is not.
The skill tree could use some work, and I still think that and
they like make this. It's all based upon these challenges that you do. It's like kill 10 guys with a submachine gun, and you get like 3 perks, and then you can use those perk points to upgrade your perks. Mm-hmm. And
you gotta find the stashes in the
pepper stash. Prepper stash.
Sure, whatever. Like, pepper. But it's just not it's not an interesting progression of.
Okay.
It's just checking things off a list.
Yeah, yep.
And I'm with you. Even like the things that you hunt, it's like you're just like, okay, go kill 4 deer or whatever, and then you get your perk points. Right. And what do you do with these deer? You just turn them in for money.
Money. Yep.
Yeah, I think the reliance on in-game money. Instead of like previous Far Cry games where, skin 4 deer and get an upgrade to your blank is a much more engaging system than, this is sort of like, you get money and then you go to the shop and you buy stuff.
Do you know how fun that is? It's not fun.
It's not fun. It's not as much fun at all as even in Far Cry 3 and 4. Where, complete these 3 missions, get this super weapon, not complete these 3 missions, and you get cash, and then you could probably buy a weapon, and then it's like, it doesn't seem as rewarding when you don't get a reward.
Is this an example?
I hate talking to everyone in the game.
Some of them are okay, no?
There's been, like, I don't know how much I put it. I've almost like I'm three quarters, a little bit over three quarters of the way done with one of the regions so far. So it's, I've been playing a decent amount.
I'm like 500 points away from, yeah, I think I have 12,500 points in that.
Which 13, is dumb too. 000. Like just seeing a meteor come up that's like, here's how many points you need so that the boss will appear.
It's very, there's definitely some design choices that are not desirable in this, in Far Cry 5. And like I said, compared to Far Cry 3 and 4, and yes, we'll even compare it to Wildlands, which may or may not be fair. But the structure of even the of the areas just doesn't, there's something about it where I like that Far Cry formula where it's like, okay, I got to take out the five outposts and that'll open up the map. And then once the map is open, I know where to go to get the weapons. And then when I get the weapons, then I can go and kill the other guy over there. I do like that because, again, there's progression in the open world. There's a reason to do everything. And in this game, the only reason to do everything is to get enough points to unlock the boss fight.
Yeah, they didn't hide it. Like, and I get that like, people say, well, I like it because it's like a video game. When don't take that. I like video games. I very much like video games. But we've gotten to the point where it's more entertaining if you do something with the systems besides just showing me bars and checklists and
right. Yeah, I agree. These are vaults.
But on the other flip side of that, I will say that actually playing the game for me is a heap and load of fun. Yes. And I'm very much enjoying playing the game. I had to go and get a truck because a lot of the game is about getting someone's
that's
truck
gonna,
back.
Yeah, that's half of the missions.
And I was creeping up quietly and I had my sniper rifle out. And it just, the alert came up. He's getting away in the truck. So I pulled out my sniper rifle and I just had the luckiest shot in the world. And I shot him and I got the guy. And the truck just kept driving. And then it drove down a cliff and then it went into a tree.
Right. That type of stuff happens all the time. It's crazy.
Yeah, and then I was able to get the truck and get it. You know, there is one mission that I did sort of rage quit last night where it was, you know, follow a helicopter and an ATV. And I tried that like four times and I was like, sorry. Nope.
God, I haven't done any of these. I feel like I've played a lot of the game, but I haven't.
You haven't, oh, you really? Haven't even I found, been introduced to Bliss Bullets yet. Hit him with the Bliss Bullets.
I did the two trucks.
What are they?
The
Bliss Bullets. Okay. So
can we talk about, is that a spoiler?
No.
Okay. They're drug-laced bullets that when they shoot you, you get kind of, you pass out as opposed to them killing
that
you.
That take you to a cutscene.
That take you to a cutscene and like these weird little interstitial missions.
No, I've gotten
you
that.
You probably did two of them by now, I would assume.
Yeah, no, I have. Okay, you I didn't realize I was getting shot with something. I thought I was just having a flashback or something.
The second one is kind of cool. The second of the two, I kind of liked.
Are these with Faith?
I'm not doing Faith. I'm doing the dude.
Yeah.
Oh, that's why I'm on Faith.
Oh, okay. You're doing the bottom right side of the map, and yeah. Shipwreck and I are doing the We're bottom left
the,
side.
The Faith
is,
one's
is
awesome.
Is the bottom right side of the map just farmland?
Yeah. I know. I've been there.
No. I mean, is your area just farm? Like,
is there anything different? Like, what's your top? What's your topography like?
Oh, it's like woods.
Okay. Like I figured the three different areas had three different.
Yeah, because I think the top one is like mountains, isn't it?
I don't know. It's big.
Yeah.
Farmland is really flat.
Yep. There's lots of farms.
I haven't really. I don't think I've done.
That's
much
where you
there.
Get the airplane pilot guy.
I got him.
Yeah.
I got him. I guess I'm like dipping into that area a little bit, but I've been getting like mostly the Faith cutscenes, and I like that. I think it's great. I like about Far Cry is basically like a lot of the games are very trippy in the story, and you get to have a big sandbox where you get to blow up a lot of things in different ways. And
yes.
I enjoy the way the helicopters fly in the game. I enjoy the guns feel good in the game, but
I don't think they feel that great. I think they feel okay.
I know what you're saying about like the auto aim is really, it like snaps to a little too much.
Yeah. I'm sure you could probably adjust that.
You can't.
You can't?
No. Not yet, anyway.
I feel like this game's going to be much better in a few months once they...
I was going to say it may even be sooner than that. I feel like this game is going to sell well enough, and they're going to want... They want people to keep playing it. They want people to invest in the, you know, in the arcade. Not necessarily monetarily, but I think they want that mind share to continue. So I could see them doing small, like, you know, small patches more sooner than later.
They don't want people to trade the game in.
Yeah, I think
flat
they
out to, that that's yeah. flat out true. I mean, if you trade the game in, you're not buying any of the DLC.
Because I think they updated Wildlands fairly quickly into its run too.
Sure, I mean it's Ubisoft. They're gonna keep with it. I don't.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
they have it's too much invested.
The game
in
is fine. It's just not. It's not pulling me in too much. Like the only thing you're hoping for is the interesting. Fights like, oh, I was shooting these people and a bison came over there and then I threw a grenade and blew up everybody in the bison as well. That's like the explosions.
You mean a bison?
Yeah. M bison.
Is there any advantage to, let's say, finishing off one region and then moving on to the next, or can I go like three quarters of the way in one region and then
you want on? To, I think basically, you know, as far as I could tell, the only advantage you get is that every time you do one of those notches, so I think it's like three notches.
Okay.
It unlocks more stuff to buy in the store.
So I could go like three quarters, three quarters, three quarters if I want to like dip into the different cutscenes and environments.
Think so, but again, I wouldn't quote me on that.
100% sure.
I do like shovel to the face. Can't go wrong with throwing your shovel in someone's face.
Yep, you can take down a bison with like two shovels into the face.
Two shovels.
Throwing shovels.
I do like shooting a bunch of dudes. That can be fun at times. What else do I like in this game? I don't know. I think there is a lot to like, but I also don't feel like. You know, again, not to compare it to Wildlands.
No, you got to compare it to Wildlands.
You have to. And
Wildlands,
we just came off of that. Like, read this question here.
Yeah, read this question.
Weetrick has to say, do you find yourself comparing Far Cry 5 to Wildlands? I wish Far Cry 5 had better tactical stealth options when taking over bases. Enemies seem to notice my silent shots and react. In Wildlands, I could wipe out a whole outpost with silent precision. Yes, Wildlands is a much more precise game. It's, I mean, again, it has more time, had more time in the oven when I played it, but it is a more precise game. The guns feel better. It's a, I don't necessarily know if it's necessarily better looking. I think there's, you know, pluses and minuses to both, but I think.
No, Far Cry 5 is better looking on the 1X.
That's
I mean,
fine.
They're both very good looking games, yeah. But.
I think that the level structure in Wildlands is vastly superior to the level structure in Far Cry 5, where you knew, okay, these are the main missions, these are the side missions, these are the main, you know, outpost areas that I need to clear out.
Right. And this is the reward I'm going to go get for doing
and this
that.
Is the reward I'm going to get for doing
I'm going to get something that's going to make me more powerful, not I'm going to go get a truck that has a paint job on it in a first person game.
Or I'm going to get $900 and I could buy a weapon. So yeah. I think that there's, and the map just doesn't have that kind of structure. Yes, there'll be the diamonds on there, but you have to kind of get to it. I don't know. Just there's something about it where it's, I know it sounds silly, but it's just not the same.
I've been enjoying doing like the stashes, the prepper stashes.
Mm-hmm.
Picking those up.
The prepper stashes are great. They're fun puzzles. You know, I did all of the, like I unlocked or took over or whatever it is, all of the different outposts in that bottom left. Like I think there's 12 outposts. I got all 12 of them. Mm. I think I have two silos left to blow up on that section too. So yes, there is definitely the, this is how many of these things. It's like 45 missions though. I'm like, wow, 45 missions seems like a lot. I don't know what's important and what isn't when there's 45 missions in this little section here. And, you know, but unlike Wildlands, I'm not going to do them all. Like that one mission that I did started yesterday, if I never get back to it, then I just never get back to it.
I think the stealth part of this really, it's broken in this game too.
Yep, yep.
Like there's no way to play it that way. Nope. And
well, when I took out the... I took out a ranch house, And I did that without getting spotted.
Yeah, yeah. No, I've taken out outposts without getting spotted, but I could use the same like tactics and get spotted. Like, there's nothing that what
these
I did.
These guys like, find you or... Like, yeah, like just like Weetrick said, like you got a silencer on. It doesn't make any difference. It doesn't seem to.
Mm, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, and it's the same with like commanding your little helper people or your dog or whoever you choose, your specialists. You're not quite sure how the enemy is going to react to what they do. They could go in and do a stealth kill and that could alert like the whole group of baddies.
Right. Do you have the cougar?
Well, you could, but at the same time, like you could have them do the same thing and they can like silently assassin people with the enemies just like sitting there watching them do it.
Yes.
And they don't react.
Yeah. I just have some random dude that just happens to have a rocket launcher.
Yeah, that dude's pretty good. That's Dennis Hopper.
Is that who it is?
At least in my game, that's his name. It's Dennis Hopper.
Dennis Hopper?
His brother is something else Hopper.
That's funny. And yeah, I just have him. I use him and he blows everything up.
You don't have the dog?
I do. Oh. I have two people. Yeah. Is that okay?
I use the sniper lady.
Do you have the perk that lets you use both at the same time?
Yeah, no, I have. I like the plane guy, and I like the rocket launcher guy.
I like the plane guy and an animal, because I don't want to hear talking. I just like the nice animal noise.
Yeah, there's part of me that when I've, at one point I'll have two animals, and I may just roll with two animals because why not?
Have you tried the bow and arrow, girl?
I haven't unlocked her yet.
She's like female arrow, basically. She's got like the hood. She just curses up. She, one of her lines is like, fuck you, you fucking fuck. And it's just nonstop cursing from her. So I don't even take her anymore. And
then don't take her.
Yeah. It's like, I feel like.
They lay on the cursing pretty heavy with a lot of the dialogue in this game.
So does Wildlands, though.
Yeah, they do. This is less believable, I would say, in the dialogue.
Yeah. Like, I like the writing, like when like Faith is talking, I like the writing, and the main characters are talking. It seems like different people wrote those characters than wrote maybe like the stuff that like, fuck you, you fucking fuck. It seems like the beat team was on that.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that's a different person writing.
But I will say this about the game. As much as I like it and as, you know, interesting as the setting may be, it could be anywhere.
If you want to say fuck you, you fucking fuck one time in the game, fine, I get it. You want the person to curse a lot, they're edgy, but I don't need to hear it five times in my play session, which is like an hour.
Sounds to me like you're just going around the map unlocking the people.
Yes, that's what I'm doing. That's
basically what I'm getting from you in this game. You're just
basically what happens when I play Far Cry 5 is that I try to do whatever's closest to me, and then like I'll have an idea, I'll go do this now, but then along the way I'll run into like 50 things and then I'll just get sidetracked. So yes, I do want a dog pet, a dog friend who will fight for me. Yes, I do want a cougar friend. Yes, I do want a bear. I'm going for the bear next, probably.
The bear seems kind of cool.
Yeah. Plus those missions are fun. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe they're not that great. The flamethrower guy was kind of dumb.
I don't even know what that one was. The plane one was a little long.
Yes.
The plane guy was a little...
Please don't let me crash this plane.
Yeah.
This is the first plane I've flown in this game, and you're making me fly it in really tight quarters.
Did you find the stuntman guy mission where you have to fly the plane?
Crash Nixon.
There's a Crash Nixon plane one. It's probably
I know where it's at, but I have not done it.
I tried it. I didn't think I did. That's another one where I did it like twice and was like, nope, don't care.
Right. They tried to put everything in this game, and it probably would have been better served.
It doesn't need to be. Would have been better served fine-tuning the things that work.
Or add the everything stuff later.
Yeah.
The stuff that doesn't need to be there. If you have time, you can do it later when you're working.
Everybody's on the same page. You're all coming to my side on this game.
I don't know. No,
I like it. I'm going to play it right after we're done recording.
If we weren't doing this show, I'd be playing it right now. That's exactly. The difference.
Exactly.
I expected better than this.
Okay.
I think better is coming.
Can they fix all the, like...
Yes.
They're not
going to
fix the structure, though. They're not going to fix the progression.
You can. They could.
Stuff.
They could redo the map.
But you'll be done
map.
With it. By the
they could
time
redo the
happens.
Whole map. Is really what they need to do. The map sucks.
It just feels like they didn't have an overall vision. Like they had all the parts of the game, but they didn't have the overall vision to put it together
I think
in
they,
an interesting
I think
way.
They and they were probably right. Thought that the concept would sell the game. The pictures, the cover. That,
oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm sure it's selling fine. I just...
And they didn't have to. They didn't have to polish.
Do you have... Either of you guys have the perk that lets you fast travel with a windsuit? Like you drop in?
No.
Thinking about saving up for that one.
Have fun with that.
Go kill some animals and sell
I got the lockpick perk. That's useful.
Yeah, I got that. At number 83 writes in and asks for our thoughts on Monolith's decision to do away with Shadow of War's microtransaction loot crates, and will you play it now? I haven't read anything about this, so I don't know the details.
So, if you've played Shadow of War, which I actually played a lot of, one of the things you do is you control, like, this orc army. You have to actually get pretty far in the game to do that, and you kind of hit a point where... The best way to get your orc army was to buy them. And you bought them with microtransactions and loot boxes. And they were expensive. And you sort of hit a point in the game where it almost felt necessary.
I remember reading about that.
And it was kind of crappy. And it's actually kind of around that point where I kind of just stopped playing. I'm like, I got it. The first act of the game was a lot of fun. And then the second act, it completely changes into this whole other type of game where microtransactions are part of the routine. And a lot of people were turned off. And it was interesting. And it's almost, you know, I'm not going to say they knew what they were doing, but they may have known what they were doing. Because when that game came out, the word of mouth on it was actually really strong. Because the first act is really strong until you get to that weird second act.
So what are they doing? Is it how much does it change the second act now that there's no more microtransactions?
It's going to be really interesting to see how the mechanics work now that you won't, you know, there's no way to buy these team members or buy these upgrades with real money. Will it be easier to get unlocks to kind of just do it with in-game stuff? Is it just going to be regular unlocks? I'm dying. But it's just...
Oh, poor Wombat.
Wow.
I know.
Not a great way to kick off the vacation.
I know. I just want to... It's... But I am. I very much want to see how this works. I know they're not going to have that initial patch out for like a month. And then the real changeover doesn't happen until July. But I think in May, I mean, we'll see where I am with what I'm playing. But I don't think there's much coming out around then. I'll check it out.
Poor Wombat.
I know. I will go back to the game and check it out around
okay,
that time
cool.
when that pick patch
Good.
Comes out.
Question answered.
Yeah.
Oh, poor Wombat. Oh, my wow. God.
Man.
Oy, I'm going to throw up right now.
Sorry.
Hello 911. Yes, I need you to
Wombat's dead.
Wombat. Please head to 5 Wombat Terrace.
Wombat's dead.
Oh, should we go right to the cag bag then if you're dying?
Maybe.
Do we want to talk about God of War? People seem to be interested in God of War. Let's talk about God of War and then maybe we could skip the this could be like
Can we talk about how I'm not
Well, we could if you weren't coughing for long.
I know. Well, tell me about God of War and why I'm wrong.
I mean, I guess they revealed a lot of gameplay changes because we got a few questions about God of War. At Reclusive Racer wrote in and said, with all the recently revealed changes, fixed over-the-shoulder close-up camera, no jump, intimate close-up combat, mandatory NPC companion, start-to-finish one-shot camera... Do you still have any issues with any? I don't. Can't wait. No, I mean, I think it's game should evolve.
So is it
going to
be like Batman?
You know what's good? You know what's interesting about it? This is a good question. Because completely changing the style of this game actually opens them up to releasing another God of War game that's like more classic style and probably cheaper to make. And maybe there's a market for that because they've shown with the Crash and some of these other like retro games. I mean, it's God of War has been around for a while now.
I could very well be wrong about God of War, but everything I see about it, I just am not interested.
Oh.
I don't care about playing. I hate playing games where it's you and a kid.
Really?
Yep. Can't stand it.
Really?
Yep.
Why? What's the problem?
It drags the game down. It drags it down.
Shift, did you just agree?
Kind of. Like, I don't know. I'm sure I'll buy this and I'll play it, but the thematic elements to it are not exciting to me.
You'd rather have it just be like, I mean, it was pretty over the top. Like, you'd have like,
I know.
Those, like titty
yes,
mini
that's,
games.
That's what
right?
God of War is. It's over the top. He's a badass dude.
Ripping dudes apart, beating them with
titties.
Their limbs.
Yeah.
Titties.
And this is going to be, listen, son, if you want to learn how to fish, the best way to fish is
ignore the titties. Don't think about titties while you're fishing.
Don't think about titties while you're fishing. Now, if you want to learn what it means to be a man, you got to learn how to make fire.
You got to learn how to solve this puzzle by using this whore to weigh down the thing.
And then you play as the sun for 20 minutes in a tutorial, moving boxes. No, this game sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Enjoy it.
No, it's going to be a high quality game.
Exactly.
I'm sure. But it's also going to be like a good hour and a half of father and son tutorials of things like fishing and cutting wood and starting fires and moving boxes.
No, I think these guys know how to make a game.
No, they don't.
All right. Who's making this game? I don't even know.
I don't know. These guys, I have no fucking clue
who's making the game. Who is?
I don't know.
The same.
The no jumping is that. I mean, that's a very large departure.
Yeah,
I was gonna say there probably won't be combos in it then either. I guess. Well, at least not the kind we're used to. It sounds to me like it's almost that kind of like that Batman combat.
Oh. Hmm. No, that wouldn't be great.
That Shadow of War style fighting.
Hmm. I don't know. Hmm. We'll see. I'm sure we'll play it when it comes out. It's very soon.
Santa Monica Studios making it.
Okay. I mean,
What happened to my head?
Corey Balrog.
Yes.
One of the bosses from God of War is making this game.
I'm sure it's going to be fine. But, you know, again, I would also have expected Far Cry 5 not to have escort missions in it. And here we are.
Oh, boy. Yeah, remember that? When I was doing that escort mission? That where I took them safely 400 meters away from where they started them?
Good. You did it.
Right. Guys, they can still see us. We're safe now.
But they don't have they can't shoot that far because their guns are, they only have pistols.
They're all out of bliss bullets. They're back there dipping their bullets into more drugs for this one mission where they decide it's not right to murder me. They just want to shoot me with the drug bullets.
Look, the whole thing's supposed to be like a drug-induced hallucination.
Uh-huh.
The whole game is. If you play the faith level, the faith section first.
You're getting a different experience than Wombat and I are because the drugs are not in our section of the game at all.
No,
like,
they're not.
Very
really?
Limited.
No drugs. Yeah.
See, mine, like, you're hallucinating often. That's not happening for you guys?
No.
Nope.
You, like, every once in a while, you'll walk into a section that has a few of those flowers. Like, you're at a farm that has them or something.
Oh, see. They should make you do the faith stuff first. I think it would, you know.
Why? So you could do all the stuff that's in the farm area?
I don't know. The flat farm area?
Later?
That, at least you could be high. I don't know. Whatever.
I mean, you see the guys running around that are on the drugs.
Right.
But there's definitely not a push for the drug aspect in the farm area.
Interesting. You didn't have to blow up the drug vehicles? I had to do that.
There's vehicles driving around, but
boats.
It doesn't really matter what's
in special them. Drug vehicles and boats. That was actually really annoying to have to find those. I did not enjoy that.
No, these are just like in the farm area that we're playing. It's just like supply vehicles or prisoner vehicles.
No, yeah, I get those too.
Yeah.
All right, so we're looking forward to God. Well, I'm looking for God of War. Wombat's not, and Shipwreck will suck it up and buy it, but he's
good. Yeah, I've loved all the God of War games.
Sure. Corey Balrog was the lead animator of the first one and the game director on the second one.
Yeah, no. Like he's,
and the third one.
Sure, right. A lot of people are going to like it. I can tell you what the... This is going to be a...
I just hope it's not Last of Us. Like, I don't need that out of
God of War.
Highly
reviewed. Yeah, it's going to be highly reviewed and it'll be...
Right. I don't want the sun to die at the end. Don't do that.
The sun's not going to die at the end.
Don't do that, Corey.
The father's going to die at the end, and then the next game will be you're the new God of War, which is the sun.
Hmm. I guess you just pass it down like that?
Yeah. Isn't that the whole point? Isn't that what we're doing here?
Though. I don't know. Well, he's not the God of War, though. What was he?
He's the new God of War.
I don't remember. I forget.
Does Kratos? I'm totally lost. I've played all these games that it's been too long that I don't know how this. Like, didn't he kill all of the gods? And now we're on to a different set of gods. We've moved on from Greece to Norse or something.
Or he killed the God of War and then he became the God of War?
Yeah. That happened in one of the early ones, I think. But then he killed all the rest of the gods. And then he like got stripped of being the God of War.
Too much killing.
And then he had sex with that one guy that was making the weapons wife in the next room over.
Right.
Remember that part.
Yeah. Titty game.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I think we're good. I think we got to let Wombat, wind down for his big trip. Stop coughing.
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with me. Well, I know what's wrong with me. But
yeah. Right. You just don't know why you're coughing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, thank you, everybody, for listening. Follow us on Twitter at GPD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck. Join the CAG Discord. Yeah, dump. You need Twitter, Facebook. It only brings you grief. You know how many times I wrote out messages today on Twitter and then said to myself, why would I possibly send this? Like, who gives a shit? discord.gg/CAG. Of course, it would be great if you headed over to harrys.com/CAG and you can get that trial shave set. It's great. And enjoy your vacation, Wombat. Hope you feel better.
Thanks.
Have a great, relaxing time. And we'll see you guys next week.
Bread's done.
Hi there. I just got an idea how to make Chuck E. Cheese's better than ever. Brand new pizza. Genius, if I do say so myself. Popping with new natural toppings. All with lots of sauces and plenty of cheese. So while you're having fun rolling and winning, jumping and spinning, and laughing and grinning, we're in the kitchen making the best pizza in town. Chuck E. Cheese's is better than ever. Thank you, thank you, thank you.